Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Just to go back for a second, we have the Gemara on the bottom of your test, Kinigyoin. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Kinigyoin. So Rashi said that what's Kinigyoin, this practice, is it say this, sorry? It was the hunt with animals and dogs and bloodhounds and chase. And everything was a shed. Like the simcha was a folly kind of practice. So we mentioned briefly the night of Yehuda and Simon Yud regarding hunting. I just wanted to maybe take a couple of excerpts from the tshuva. It's a pretty long tshuva, but I think it's worthy to go through it.
What is the site? The site of the Navi Yehuda. I want to look it up now.
Madura Tanyana. It should come up right away there. That's how I found it.
Okay.
The way he quotes the question, "Meshor Shei Lasa Ish Echod, Asher Zikeu Hashem Benachal Rechavim." Jonathan, it was a person that he had a nice inheritance. He received a large estate. Yesh Lekforim VeYarois, and he inherited. He inherited villages and forests. Asher v'hayorois pirmois kolchayas yor. He has in these forests crawling around or running around all these different wild animals. And mutu leilas ba'atzmoi, if he's allowed to go himself, lirois v'kones reifo. Kones reifo, I'm assuming, is a rifle. Kones reifo. Literally a branch of fire, which I'm assuming is a musket. Firearms, or a musket or something. Lotzid Said, in the time of the 1700s. Lotzid Said, to trap. I am also the Yisrael Lassas Dabrzeh. Or is it usher to do this, to trap, or to hunt? Imishim Tzarba Lechayim, Imishim Baal Tashlis. And the question that was posed to the Nabi Yehuda was whether it was because of Tzarba Lechayim and Baal Tashlis. That was the question.
What was he going to do with the huntsman?
Oh, very good. Okay. So, the first piece of the Nagib Yehuda goes through really Tzar Bel Chaim, not Tzar Bel Chaim, and he says, "V'omlem ein lanu laharat mazeki kvar heret ma'arai v'psakin v'psavim sin v'kofesh kol davar sheish v'tzarech la'odom lei less v'vishim Tzar Bel Chaim v'lam l'sham shav Tzar Bel Chaim or Tzar Elicha Bel Chaim." He goes on, he says, first of all, Tzar Bel Chaim is not an issue because there's a tzarech for an odom. We've seen this before. There's a tzarech before. Says that if there's a tzarech for an other, there's no iser of tzar b'lechayim. And also he says there's no tzar b'lechayim when you kill something. Not a lie. He says, "V'lo yidam l'shach tzar b'lechayim, v'lo tzar l'adicha b'lechayim, av'lo homis behemis v'chayis v'chomini b'lechayim, les b'lishum tzar b'lechayim." He brings a Gemara in Chulin for that. And then he says, "M'shum b'al tashchis v'aday l'akwa, the hareinene b'or, the gam eino oise derech hashlosa." He's not destroying the animal. He's not like incinerating it. He's just
ripping it apart.
Killing it or hunting it.
That Taisu says before that when the Sarfat Allah Lachim, it's only because the Yaseh, it's not Salvay Chav, it's the Yaseh of Kavadat Melech, or Kavadat Sibur, is like the Yisr of Tzar Balei Chayim.
Yeah.
Not for some different reason. But second of all, there's a Rebbe Gash. That's about the Rebbe Gash, and the Rebbe Gash holds it when you kill it. It's also Tzar Balei Chayim. It's not only a retire, it's somebody that's alive.
Uh-huh.
You retire and it dies when you're in the process of killing it. It's also a Nisar of Tzar Balei Chayim.
Don't you have to choose a less important way of killing it?
Yeah, really, it should be like that.
Yeah, well, that's what would happen. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Can't buy that's
when you chef the behavior, it happens to be one of the most humane. That's the one of the most main ways of killing it.
The world is degrees of
fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Main gun, shooting it with a rifle is going to have to suffer.
Okay. He brings the tesis before. Covered Hamela, Shani covered Hamela, so he's covered the whole Yisrael, also covered the Rabin, but doesn't he? He says there's a steer in Taisvus, and then he brings a Piskei Taisvus. That was the whole piece I skipped, basically. But it's not so simple, that piece, but he says Baal Tashlis for sure. He nenna from the R. And then, he's not doing it Derech Hashchasa. I'm not sure what he means by that. It means you're not really destroying the animal. And then he says also, he also says that a lot of the wild animals that were being hunted, it's not like you're destroying anything. It wasn't like these animals were providing a hamno, and he says, batashas means you're destroying something that has hamno. You get hamno from it. You have a bear walking around, or lions and tigers and bears walking around, then they're not really giving hamno to a person, and therefore there's no problem of Baal Tashlis. That's what he says.
What are they keeping the other animals?
Well, the environmental.
Right. And then all of a sudden, the deer are eating up a little.
Like we have with the Nile perch. Yeah.
Therefore,
yeah, maybe they're. It seems like that's an indirect. Indirect.
And I'm assuming that this applies to fish or insects.
It's an indirect.
Is there any Tzav Bali Chayim by fish or insect?
I mean, again, he's going to bring Tzedus Chayim,
When you fish, you have the hook and you put up out of the water.
Yeah, and if there's a, I don't know, are you allowed to go fishing? I mean, when you fish, you put it back.
What is a different thing?
Most people go for sport. They don't eat the fish. Is that okay?
Is that called the Torah? What is the Torah?
Well, that's what he's about to say. He's about to say. Fishing is a little bit of an issue, actually. But he says, this is a point. But on the Ma'id, he says, this is not going to be this point. But on the Ma'id, I need Tom al Gufa Dover. I'm in wonder on the actual Be'etzim, the thing. The Lematzinu Ish Tzayid Rak B'Nimroid of Esav. Who are the famous characters, the hunters? Nimroid and Esav. Ve'ein Zed Darkei B'Nei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. He says this is not the way of Darkei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. B'Ronei Shalom Yitzchak V'Racham Aval Kol Masov. He says, Ve'ech Yomis Ish Yisrael B'Yadayim B'Alechayim B'Li Shum Tzayrik. How could someone kill Balei Chayim without any purpose? Rak ligmar chemdas zmanoi lehisasek b'tzeda. Just to pass time. He has time and he wants to enjoy his time. So he goes hunting.
But there's no word in Hebrew for sport.
Chemdas zmanoi. Ligmar chemdas, pass time. Yeah, chemdas manu is a pastime. This person, he doesn't want to play baseball. He'd rather go hunting. It's okay. He says maybe there's a tzad now that the imishum shaduvim b'ze'evim mishar chayis ator from wadu mahazik. He says maybe you'll think that the duvim b'ze'evim mishar chayis ator from they're muadim lahazik. He's getting rid of the animals that are destructive, and he's bringing and more in Bava Kamma. We had Zeev Chenemer Bardalis. You're supposed to destroy them. He says that's different over there. These animals they're sitting. He says they're sitting in their dens and they're doing their minding their own business. That doesn't have the din of duvim zeivim and Zeev Chenemer Bardalis that are muadim lahazik. Kol Hakadim Zochid Mar says that wouldn't apply here either because they're hanging, they're in their own environment. They're not bothering you. So he says, yeah, fine. So that would be okay. To go chase after them in their habitats. The imagination. He says, if the Yisir Parnasa is different. And then he says, "V'achshav ani oimer afilu iser ikon." It's an iser.
Shari kol oiskim bozeh tzrichim lehikonis biyaroi su lakonis atzmon v'sakonis gedoilim v'mkoyim gedudei chayus. You have to go into the wild. Rachamona omar v'nishmartim yoy l'nafshay seichem. U'mi lonu godo v'uman boki b'tzei de yoysim e'esav. Who's the greatest hunter of all? Esav. Shakosav heyed olav. What does Esav say? The pasuk testifies. V'hi Esav ish yodeh tzayid. Upukhazi my omar hu alatsmoy. Ishu de tzayid. In the Torah, what does this Torah say? Hine anoichi hoylech lamos. I am gonna die. The ain mikro yaitim de chute. Rashi has a shot over there, what it means. Hoylech lamos. He says, mikro ain mikro yaitim de chute. Shahainu shahu mistakin b'chol yoim bein gedu de chayus. Could go hunting amongst the wild animals. And that was a danger. V'chein pirshu Ramban. Ramban says that. He was also being boiled Naru Marasu. I don't know, you couldn't really sometimes you gotta let the kid do what he's gotta do and then let him figure it out.
This part of Nike is like a extreme. You're not
skydiving. I don't know if that's considered a sakana. I mean,
putting yourself in
skiing. For you, baby. So he says there's an isser and a sakana. V'lochein hashemeli yishkoin. What is he? So goes back to the answer. The tshuva finally concludes. He says v'lochein hashemeli yishkoin betach hasheket. Betach hasheket. Let him stay home in the quiet of his home, in the peace of his home. Shouldn't waste his time with these things. He says, if I didn't really have respect for this, he was a wealthy person, but he was known to have the midas tovus, so I wouldn't really have given you such a rigid tshuva. He says, but since the gvir and his household are, they have a good reputation, he says, they have a good reputation, this family, I don't want them to go hunting, and now their reputation is going to be besmirched, because people are going to see him being doing these things. Therefore, he should live in peace and stay out of these practices. Yeah, that's a better way to spend the time. Like the Gemara says, what? When was he? In the 1700s?
In the mid 1700s. Yes.
Yeah. Let's say he wants to hunt to get the big deer trophy on his wall. Is that at Tzairich? If he wants the big deer trophy on his wall? All right. Okay, so I felt that it was important to read, no? It's an eye-opening.
Beautiful, sure.
Beautiful. And he has a lot over here with Balthashlis and Tzavalechayim. And he also brings out the point that if you have any tzarech whatsoever, it's okay to kill animals because they were created for us. That's why they were created. There's no achzorius involved. B'shvil panasasei, it's totally mutter. Don't think that this is mercy on the animals or anything like that. Yeah, I mean if it's all right, Viter. Okay. So we're on the bottom of your chesed, the base, two lines from the bottom. We were just finished talking about Lisanus. Now we're going to segue into this blog talks a lot about how Liman HaTayr. Amrav Mashmua Bar Nachmeni, Amrav Yonason, Ashrei Ha'ish Ashloi Halach Ba'atzas Rishoyim. Fortunate is the man that does not go in the council of wicked people. Zeh Avram Avinu, this is referring to Avram Avinu, Shloi Halach Ba'atzas Anshei Dorach Logo. Rishoyim Ha'yu, he stayed away. We know Avram Avinu, Ivri, Kol Olam Tzad Echad. He stayed away from the Dar Afloga. They were wicked. Shenemar, Hava Nivdalonu Yerbederach. They, like we said, they wanted to rebel against Rabbanu Shalom. Ubederach Hatoim Lo Omad, Shle Omad Ba'amidus Sidoin, Shechatoim Hoyu. He didn't stand amongst the Sidoin, people of Sidoin, because they were sinners. Shenemar, Va'anshe Sidoin, Royim Chatoim Lashem Oid. Uvamoyshev Leitzim Lo Yoshav. Shal Yoshav Moishev Anshe Plishtim, Mipnei Shal Litzonim Hoyu. The Plishtim were Litzonim. So, man, he didn't sit among them either. Shenemar. How do we know that the Plishtim were Litzonim? That was their description of the Plishtim. Shenemar Vahi Ketoiv Libam Vayomru Kiru Lishimshon Vayisachik Lanu. That was by Shimshon when he was captured through the whole story of Lila. That's when he was captured. He said, let us play around with Shimshon. Lashon of Schaik, Lashon of Litzonis, and that was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was this Ashrei Ha'ish, fortunate is the man, is referring to Avram Avinu. Ashrei Ha'ish Yerias Hashem, Pasuk in Tehillim.
How do
you translate it in English? Ashrei Ha'ish. So I scoffers.
Jesters. Okay. Yes.
Well, Shmuel Aaron was asking, what does it mean? It doesn't mean like a clown. It means someone who takes a serious matter and makes a joke out of it.
Definitely a mocker.
Mocker. Someone who takes a... Cynicism?
Yeah.
Cynicism.
Yeah.
Who's the Gemara? It says, Litzana Achas, Doyamea Uchlis, Doychamea Uchlis. Because Litzanas is taking something serious and making it, they take the Rav's Drasha and just say one comment by the Kiddush and there it goes. Yeah. Okay. Ashrei Ish, Yorei Es Hashem. Ashrei Ish, Le Ashrei Isha. Fortune is the man that fears God. Fortune is the man and not the woman. Everyone has the same commandments or they have to do the same thing. No difference. It's referring to someone. Fortunate is the person who does tshuva when he is an ish. Rashi says, kishu bocher b'koichoi. Kloime memayr l'hake bore koide mimei ha-ziknu. So he recognizes the Rabbeinu Shalom. Fortunate is that person who does tshuva before it's too late, or he basically lives a life. I guess it means that early on in his life, he's shoved to the Rabbi Shalom, and therefore his life, he lives his life, long life, with Yiras Hashem. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Ashrei mi shemisgaber al yitzroi ki ish. Fortunate is the person that, vanquishes his yetzer like an ish. Rashi says, gibor, someone who conquers his yetzer. That's what it means. Ashrei ish. Yorias Hashem. B'mitzvaysov chafetz me'oid, Amar Abelazar, b'mitzvaysov lo'i v'schar mitzvaysov. A person, fortune is the person that, he's desirable for the commandments of Hashem, and it means the commandments and not the reward. Behind the Tznan, going to the Mishnah. As we know, hu ha'yo'imer al-tiyu ka'avodim ha'misham shemes ha'rav ha'manas l'kabal pras. And Rashi Taisa says over here, important, what does it mean, Amanas L'Kabal Pras? The person, it's okay to want reward or anticipate reward. So Taisa says, Pirush B'toya Im Loi Tovei She'losoi. He says, he regrets it if he doesn't get the reward. Like the non-Jews, they say, if we get the reward, good. If not, then we're upset. Like tzedakah. But if someone doesn't regret his actions, like we say in Baba Basra, Parakam Tzachim, Roshana, the Tanya Zelazu Tzachim, Amanash Yichya Beni, Harez Itzad the Gomer, the Gomer says there, because if he ends up not, Amanash Yichya Benoi, his condition isn't fulfilled, still he doesn't regret it. That's what it means. So it means don't serve Hashem only for pras, which means if you don't get the pras, you're going to regret it. That's what it means. Rather, he should desire the Torah Hashem. Amar, who's this? Amar Rav? Amar Rebbe. A person should only learn where he has a desire to learn. His desire in the Torah Hashem, Rashi explains, interesting lashon here. Rashi says, why? That he wants to learn. Meaning his mind is elsewhere, his lab is elsewhere. If he's not learning mashaliboy chafetz, so he doesn't remember his learning. It's not nichnas ala lab. Because Taibas Liba is more the. Right. Some say, I heard from a therapist that the Gemara says in Kedushin, the Gemara says, we know, famous Gemara says, in Pagavach, Menuvel Zeh, Mashkeil Beis HaMedrash, he says that the only Eitzah for people that are fortunately involved in znus and things like that, is that you have to take the actual taiva and gear it towards learning. Mashkehu leveisa medrash. You have to channel that energy to learning, and that's the only way, really, without it, you never really conquer. You have to take that actual, that's really what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying the drive, because, right, that was what was the chiddush to me in Rashi. Rashi's saying, that Levi al Tavosai. So you have to take that taivo, so to speak, and channel it towards learning. And that's the way to conquer the Yetzer Hara. To really use, not really that Gemara, but a different Gemara, but whatever. Okay. Levi Rab Shimon, so here's an illustration of this pasuk. Levi Rab Shimon Berebi, Yasvi Kamei de Rebi. Levi and Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, were sitting in front of Rebbe, the Kopaski Sidra. And they were learning the Seder, the Solek Sidra, and they finished it. Rashi says, Parshia Shel Mikra, they were learning Psukim, and they finished it. Sinuas Echa Min Asvarim. They finished one of the Svarim, and they were ready to move on to the next subject. Levi Amar, Laisula Mishle. Levi said, you know, let's learn some Proverbs. Let's learn Mishle. Rav Shimon, the Rebbe Amar, Laisula Tehillim. Tehillim. Let's learn Tehillim. All right, so we had a conflict over here of what to learn. Kafi the Levi, so Rav Shimon Rebbe forced Levi by Isu Tehillim, and they learned Tehillim. Now they were learning Tehillim. Kimatu Hacha, they reached this pasuk. Kim Besaras Hashem Chetzoi, like we just said, Kim Besaras Hashem Chetzoi. At that point, Parish Rebbe explained, V'Amar Ein Adam Leimit. Rebbe was sitting over there, and Rebbe said, Ein Adam Leimit Tehillim Makom Shliba Chafetz.
It's the first parsha. It's the first
parsha. He stopped. Parsha Rebbe, meaning what? He separated from.
No, he came to Taras Hashem Tefsa. He's the first parsha in Tillum. They didn't learn too much.
Well, yeah, Rebbe wasn't interested. Oh, yeah. What'd you say, Rebbe Chafin?
It's the first parsha of Tillum. He came to Taras Hashem Tefsa. He's in the first parsha of Tillum.
Oh, it's in the first parsha.
This conversation happened very early on.
Is this on?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Say something, Baruch David.
This Kimatayrus Hashem Chefzai is in the first parak of Tehillim.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. So
it's the first parak of Tehillim. So they right away, right when it started.
They started up right away.
Think about that. Okay. So Omer Levi, so now Levi saw Rebbe do this. Rebbe is not the one who should slam, because Levi in the beginning, what did he want to do? He wanted to learn Mishle. So he got up to learn Mishle and leave, because he didn't want to learn, Tehillim at that point. Omer Avabdimi Barchama. Hello, Isaac Batayra, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Isaac Batayra. Anyone who learns the Torah, the Baruch Hu gives him what he desires. Shenemar Kiim, the service Hashem, Chetzoi. We make a drush, we take a, put a comma there, or stop. Kiim, the service Hashem, if someone is involved in the service Hashem, Chetzoi, the Baruch Hu gives him, his desires. Yeah, why does it say Tehillim without a hey? They didn't pronounce the hey, they pronounced the hey, and then. Okay. Alright. Yeah, that's right. Tilim. Tilim. Missiles. Missiles are tilim. B'charboi b'kashto. Right? Amar Rav, l'ayla miyam adam tar b'makim shali b'chafetz. A person should always learn b'makim shali b'chafetz, in a place, which means the Rebbe. You should have the right Rebbe. Rebbe's here. B'makim shali b'chafetz, which is also the place. Shenem rakim b'soris Hashem, chetzel, the same drasha. Person has to be learning in an environment where it's positive for his growth. Okay. V'amar Rav, b'tchila nikreis al shmai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person first starts to learn, the Torah is removed from him, so to speak, and it's on al nikreis al shmai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'psaif nikreis al shmai. And in the end, it becomes something that's part of him. Shenemar b'tzaras Hashem chepzoi b'tzai rosa. So what does it start? It says b'tzaras Hashem chepzoi. And then it says b'tzai rosa yege b'tzai rosa yege. Right, that he toils in his Torah yoimam v'laila. This is nafkaminas, like we learned. If a person, if a Rebbe can be Moshe on his kavod, right? The where's that Gemara? Gemara says in Kedushin, that someone stood up and not the Gemara there, and he said, no, Moshe, but Gemara says, I mean, it's not yours. It's Rabbi Shalom's Torah. Forget it. We're not worried about your specific kavod. It's Rabbi Shalom's Torah, and then. Maskot over here is that no, he can be Moichel because the Torah delay becomes really part of him. So it's not Kamin al-Alocha, not just the Azor. Wa'amar Rav, la'olam yilmad odin Torah va'achakach yegev. Oh, a person should first learn, get yedius, he should get knowledge in learning, and then he should get into the lumbus. Va'achakach yegev, the Rashi. Yilmad odin mirabai achate gyusas satam al-pirusha shigur al-bifurim. First, he should learn in a way where he knows the learning. And it's the explanation part, a simple explanation. And then, V'achakach Yeger, Rashi says, you shouldn't go the other way around. Because he's going to have all these lumbish things going back and forth, and he's not going to have enough, really. But Rabbi Insulai Koshah, he's going to hit dead ends. Because he's all involved in the reasoning and things like that, and he's not going to know a lot, because he went first to the Lumbus before the Ideas, and he's not going to find his Rebbe, and he's going to be Mavato. He says as well, Rashi adds, that if someone knows, he's able to learn on his own and understand things because he has the Ideas. I don't know if this is today's practice. really too. It's lost is what? Oh, really? Yeah. Oh. Right, because the yeshivas today don't really, I mean. Yeah. Right, the Bachlom, they spend 6 months on one block. Not sure if that's a key. And the Gemara is going to say, by the way, that that's not. We'll see the Gemara in a second. But the optimal way to learn is to know and then understand, really, or to understand well. Well, let's see. Look at the Gemara here. V'amar Rav, la'olam ligros inish v'af v'dav d'mishkach d'mishkach. A person should still learn, even if he's going to forget. V'af v'dav d'layodim akhamak, and he still, even if he doesn't know what he's saying. Shenemar, Gorsa Nafshi Lataiba, Sabo, Gorsiksiv, Vlaiksiv Tachanu. The word Gors, by the way, Girsa, comes from here. That a person should read, just read. Rashi says Geris, Lashon Geris, with Carmel. Right, the Geris, like we learned, is the Shalai, Rashi says Shalai, a Teuchen Hodig. It wasn't a fine grinding. Elokerechaim Shal Gusa, is a Machal Chil, Vishnaim, or Arba, or Sarath Michael, it's just a cut it in half, or two to three, like we know, right? Tetragon, the whole Gemara. So that's girsa. And that means you don't really understand it so well. You should still just read it. The words themselves have importance and significance.
It means that just that maybe they don't understand it that well, but you do have it's got to be understand the words.
Doesn't
you don't understand it well, but you know the basic information.
Right, it doesn't mean just to like daven up a Gemara.
It's
not
saying like, still do it even if you you don't have everything down to the bottom, to the root of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You have just a superficial understanding of it.
No, they're like, don't let perfect be the enemy of the good.
Okay. No, can you tell Rebbe also, in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and for the Balatayim, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he distinguishes between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav, saying the words without understanding it is sufficient. For Torah Shebalpeh, one has to understand it. Now, yeah, Rebbe Kumar is saying you don't have to understand it in depth. You have to understand the position, but there has... What?
You're on speaker. Everyone hears you when you talk.
Oh, right? Okay. So what, on Torah Shebalpeh, he said, not understanding it is absolutely not a key in Talmud Torah. Torah Shebalpeh, one has to understand it. This Gemara is saying that one does not necessarily have to understand it in depth, but the comprehension, this is what Rebbe is saying. Comprehension right. is critical, but only for Torah Shebalpeh. For Torah Shebichsav,
right.
just saying yeah. the words in and of itself, even without any comprehension, constitutes a mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's what he said. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. I don't know where he gets that from, but it's...
I guess the words themselves have a kedusha about Torah Shabbat.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yes. Okay. Rabbi Rami, Rabbi Yestasir, Siv Agape, Siv HaKise. Referring to the Talmidim of learning, it says that the Torah says they are on the wings, and then it says they are on the chair. So, in other words, Rashi looks at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'tziv al gape v'teri mishtoi shulchan arisei tikkol talmidim al istim bo." Right, the arisei or the talmidim al gape mashma kal knofayim moishin sheila kavua. It's not in a settled place. And then it says al kisei, which seems to mean that it's stationary. V'tziva al gape v'lipsoi al kisei. First, you know, the words are sort of flying around, which means it's not as miyush, it's not a settled. In the mind of the Talmidim, but after learning for a while, it becomes more kavua in the Talmidim. Another stira. It says that the Torah is on the highest heights, the head of the high heights, and then it says Ali Derech, it's on the way, which means it's not just totally so removed, it's well known, it's on the Derech. What does this mean? In the beginning, it's, Rashi says, Mestalik b'machbuis, it's in the hidden place. B'lepsoif ali derech, meaning, B'lepsoif ali derech, mayro hayro ala ein kol. Then that person learns, the Talmidim, they learn, then they become mayro hayro, and everyone knows who they are. That's how learning works. It's, at first it's hidden, it's not known, but afterwards it becomes well known. The person who learns it becomes a mayro hayro. Ula Rami, Ksiv, Shasei Mayim Medvarcha. Says, drink water, again referring to the Torah, from your cistern, which is a storage of water. Ksiv, Noizu Mitach Be'ercha. Then it says, it drips from your well, there's a source of water, it never ends, a spring. It never ends, it's always there. B'chila Shasei Medvarcha. First, drink from your bar. Meaning it's limited. Rashi says, "Mayim mechunsin v'soifim kolim l'b'soif v'noiz l'metoch b'archa." Then it becomes "Mayim chayim ve'in poiskim." Meaning the way I saw in the explanation was that it becomes something you mechadish new things. So at first it's just the knowledge that seems to be finite, and then you learn your mechadish Torah. You're like we say, "Mayim hamisgaber." So these are all major, just going through it quickly, but this is things that need to be digested. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schaira, Amar Rav Huna. Rava said in the name of Rav Schaira, name of Rav Huna, my disciple, look at Taisus here, Mashmish Rav Schaira, Rabbi Muvakoya, and Taisus is the problem for me, the Matthias, because this is the Taisus, some say the gear says Rabbi. My disciple, what does the pasuk mean? What does this mean? Again, referring to the Torah. If a person just learns the Torah in bundles, mass production, so it's going to end up being decreasing. His knowledge is not going to, it's not going to be amassed. You're not going to amass knowledge because again, it's a lot is a little. You're not going to remember anything. They do it methodically, step by step, one piece of knowledge, another piece of knowledge, then yerba, then he's gonna increase his knowledge. It's not the correct way to learn by just taking a ton of material and learning it. To learn it step by step. Amar Rava, Yadi Abadu Loha Milsa, as I was referring to before, Rava says, Yadi Abadu Loha Milsa, the Rabbanan know this. And they go against it, meaning they don't learn like that. They learn a lot at once, or a lot of, or too much. They don't remember everything. And then they sort of delve into it to understand it. More said before. Nachba Yitzchak says, yes, I did this, and it's kind of the other. And I guess this is going to, with Yitzchak, what you were saying, I mean, it's an ace loss. Sometimes you don't have a choice. You can't really, if someone's klevetz al yad, you're not going to know as much as if you're learning chavilas chavilas. Even though optimally, to be klevetz al yad would be the best way to do it, but sometimes the only way to do it is to really, you know, like us, like me, we started a little bit late. okay. Am Rav Shizvi Mashmei Dablos Ben Azariah. My Dersiv, what does it mean? La Yachlech Rumiya Tzeidoi. What does it mean? The Yachlech means to literally roast the in trickery, the trapper, or the trapping. What does this mean? La Yichlev Yarach Yomim Tzayin Ramoy. The conniving trapper will not live and have length of day, length in his days. Rashi explains, someone who learns, because of Rashi, Shehem Rama Anoshim, Laharis Tama, and Yitzchokham, Lahamed Girsis Harbe, Lumishachachachim, the Katsu Yomav, the Tzidkiyu Chayachav, Arich Yomechel. The Torah is what gives someone a length of days. And if a person learns not for the right reason, and he learns to just look like a Tama Chokham, he will not, he's excited around Moi, he gathers knowledge, but in a trickery, in a way that's trickery to people, to just show how much he knows, and that person will not have a long life. Rav Sheshi Samar Tzayir Ramoy Yachroy. Rav Sheshi says a different way. Tzayir Ramoy Yachroy. There's a Tzayir Ramoy. Does a Tzayir Ramoy? Look at Rashi. Beloshin Ichuchei Ichrut. Loimer. Yeshlo Efus Lachroy Chvelechol. We read Rashi. Rashi. Komi Shloimer Begoris Maat Maat Mechazor Lo Pom in Harbe. If someone learns little by little, but learns it well and mechazors it, Atchi Soga Befiv. And then he learns again. Talmudim is kai. The Torah tmiyit k'metamim. The Torah is written in a tmiyit. There's a person who has trapped, not roast. Of course, he roasts. He gets his trapping. He roasts it. Moves on to the next. So again, methodically, that person is the correct way to learn, I guess, or the optimal way to learn. That's how he ends up amassing knowledge. Rav Dimi said that it's a mashal to a person who traps birds. Now, if he leaves the birds, you know, just sitting there, they're going to fly away. So what does he do? He breaks the wings, and then he traps the next one. And then, but if he doesn't do it like that, he just keeps on amassing bird after bird after bird, and they can still fly. They're not going to be, by the time he gets to his last thing, no one's going to be around. Again, so this is the Cyrus. Oh, you mean, let's say he doesn't go. I guess he didn't have a lot of cages. I don't know, you know, you have to have a lot of cages. And then let's say it's a big cage. How does he? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Methodical, slowly, properly. That's how Shardy New York children would. Okay. It's like a tree that's planted on the, what's the literal translation of Palge? The bank.
Streams of the water.
Amir de Be'er Abiyanai. What does this mean? Ke'etz shosul, like ke'etz natua. Shosul is the implication is a sapling that was, was grown already, and then you planted somewhere else. It's not its original place of growth. But not like an etz natua, which means a sapling that grew in that place. That's what the Torah is referring to. Why? If someone learns Torah from one Rav, then he doesn't see a siman bracha in his learning. Right? Because when Rashi explains, really, we'll see in a second, really, also, a person shouldn't just have one, see one mahalach. He should see multiple mahalachim so that he becomes a real talmud chacham, learns in different ways. He is able to get exposure to different mahalachim. Amar Rav Chisda, the Rabbanim, Chisda said to the Rabbanim, Be'ina de'im l'chum milsa. Rav Chisda said to the Rabbanim, I want to tell you something, u'mestapir d'shafkisu li'vazlisu. But if I say this to you, you'll end up leaving me and go somewhere else. So he was afraid to say it, but the truth is, it wasn't true. And he said, this member, anyone who learns from one Rebbe doesn't see Simon Bracha Loilam, Shafku, and that's what happens. Shafku, Ba'azu Tamed Rava. So they end up leaving it and going to Rava. Amalahu, so he said to them, Rava said to them, Hani Mili Svara. This refers only to Svara. Look at Rashi. Lumal Charifos, Vachidu Dhalev, to learn the Lumbus. To me, this is like very, very applicable. No, this is like talking to us, or me. No, maybe this is very Nagel Maisa. No,
it's
Nagel Maisa. This is like how you should learn.
Anything.
First, learn. You should, right. So in other words, first learn the text, the Gemara, the Masechta, know what you're talking about, and then you go into the Lovdus and the Svara. And that you should learn from many rabbanim. You should go to Brisk, you should go to the Mir, you should go to Slabodka, Hebron, all those different mahalchim. But Gemara, that you should only learn from one Rebbe. Why? He hated the law, live like Lishni. So you don't get different versions of the text. Rashi says, that the way it was said over, it shouldn't be different. The high garish might say, "High lishna, high garish lishna, love lishna." The afrino, b'chadim milsehi. Umiyo tama the garish v'tarvayi v'shabish v'gir say mishum b'vavav lishna. So he gets confused. So when it comes to the actual text, learn from one rebbe. I'm assuming this really only applies back then, because today we really only have one girsa. But we still understand that when it comes to the smara, go to Torah Tamima. Alpalgei mayim. What does it mean, Alpalgei Mayim? Why is that title referred to the streams of the river, the water? Arab Tachon Bachani Loi, the Oilam Yishalish Adam Shnoisa, the famous Gemara, Luz Kedushin of Laman as well. The Oilam Yishalish Adam Shnoisa, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishna, Shlish B'Talmud. Person should divide up his years. A third of it should be in Ksuvim, Scripture. Shlish B'Mishna, and a third should be B'Mishna, Shlish B'Talmud, and a third should be in a Talmud, which is referred to really, the reasoning, the kashas, the terutzim on the Mishnayos. So that's how a person should divide up his life when it comes to learning. Does a person know how long he's going to live? How are you supposed to know when you're going to live? How long? No, it's referring to each day, and Rashi explains. The days, I should say. Beis yamim mikro, ubeis yamim mishneh. Every single week, that's how you should do it. I guess, 3 days, 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. I mean, there is an extra day there, so I guess Shabbos, what, you rest, or you chazer, I'm not sure.
But as opposed to a few hours.
Well, Yomi Rashi translates as days. The days. You could divide up your days, not your years, but your days. No, the days of the week. The days of the week. So the question is, what do you do on Shabbos according to Rashi? And I guess you chazer it over. Don't think you don't learn. So this famous Taisus, let's go through Taisus. Here's the question, Beis Yom and Mikra, Beis Yom Mishnah, Beis Yom and Talmud, Beloshin, Yom, Dochka, Lefarish, like we just said, Nossim. Mio, Akati, Iki, Lakshi, Mio, Dea, Kamachai. Who says you're going to outlive the week? Next week. Every day you should have these three parts. Psuke Hatamid is Mikra, Mishneh Zel Mekoyman is Mishneh, and the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael, which refers to the Yud Gimel Midos, is Talmud. That's why we do it. Or not me, but others. Some say the Kabbalists. Nir Rabbeinu Tam. Well, so the famous Rabbeinu Tam.
Talmud Bavli has everything. You learn Daf Yomi, you get Mikra Mishnah and Talmud. That's how it's brought down Halacha. Ma'aseh is brought down Halacha. That's one of the ways to sort of do this. Okay. Asher Pirya Yitain Ve'itoy. What? How does the Rambam learn it? I don't know.
The day. Hours.
Rambam says hours. No, yeah, because you have Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. Well, I wouldn't say that the... Here it's giving advice on how what you should learn, like what you should learn, but how much you should learn, that's something else. Yeah, don't think you're yitzer with that. Asher pira yitzin beitoy omar rava impurya yitzin beitoy ba'aleu la yibol. Right, meaning a person who learns beitoy, Rashi says yikva yitzin the Torah, then aleu la yibol, his his leaves won't wither. Is that the translation? La'aleu. Yeah. But if you don't learn that, if you're not kavei itim, alaloyed v'amalamed aleim, on the person who learns and teaches in such a way, not the kviyas aleim, because the vaymer loychein and rishoyim, these are rishoyim. He im kamoitz asher titzvenu ruach. The end of the pasuk says like the shaft will be winnowed away with the winds, just blown away. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Abuna, Amar Rav, ma'idich siv ki rabim chalolim hepivo. What does it mean? For many corpses he has felled. Zet Talmud Shlahigil Ohera Umayra. This is referring to someone, a Talmud, who isn't not really able to paskin, give out Piske Halacha, and he does nevertheless. So he's going to cause a lot of problems with the wrong teachings that he gives. But don't think, oh, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy to Hara. No, if someone is able to teach and he doesn't, he's also at fault for such a thing. Now, when is someone considered Higia Lohira? Ad Nen Shonen, for 40, once he's 40 years old. Now, some say it means, Rashi says, Ad Arbon Shnin Mishinoila. Once you're 40 years old, and it doesn't, Rashi doesn't bring in the point that it matters how many years you are learning necessarily. As long as you're 40 years old, I guess it means you have enough knowledge to be able to give a psak. Maturity. But if someone, again, some say it means he has to be learning for 40 years. But that's not how Rashi trains. I guess, again, it means to make a psak, you have to have life experience and be able to understand that it's not, you know, there's a sixth Shulchan Aruch. To know how to pass it doesn't just mean you know what it says. Oh, so we're about to see. Yeah, look at this. Yeah, right? Look at this. I have a Harava Ayri. Rava was the one who passed in Halachas, yet he was a Nikra, 40 years old. So how did he do that? Hasam Bishoven. When it refers to 40 years old, it refers to equal, meaning if you have someone that's if someone is greater than you, then don't be Mayra Hayra until you're 40. But if they're equal people, or you're the only one who knows at a paskin in that city, then that place, and then you can be Mayra Hayra even if you're under 40 years old. So that's the there are exceptions. Rashi says Hasam Bishav B'Sheein Beira Galu Mimenu. When there's no one greater than you, then you can teach even when you're 40 or below 40. The problem is when there's some. So what is the problem, the etzim that you have to be 40, or is the issue that you're taking away from the covered of the other Talmud Chacham in this thing?
It's maturity and life experience.
Maturity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that's true. He didn't know at that point anyway. Okay. His leaves will not wither. Amar Ravacha bar Ado, Amar Rav, Amar Lo Amar Ravacha bar Abba, Amar Rav Lula, Amar Rav, Shafilu Sichas Chulin Shal Talmidei Chachamim Tzricha Talmud. Even the regular speech of Talmidei Chachamim should be learned from, or studied, Rashi says, from the Rashi. Sichas Chulin Shal Chachamim Tzricha Talmud, Kedei L'Hislamid L'Dabir B'Lashoynim. Person should learn how to speak from the Talmidei Chachamim, Shehu B'Lashin Nekiya V'Aishir U'Merape. It's a pristine language that's rich and heals, therapeutic. And I don't know how to valet. Rashi says, "Havidaber ka shevi'ilum, the small leaf in the tree. Tzivla yibo klamer l'yelach l'ibol. It shouldn't go to waste. That's what it means. Sichas chum. V'chol asher yasli yatzliach. Omer Rabbi Shimon Levi, daver zekhasav b'torah v'shonim b'vim v'mshulas v'tzuvim. Lo oisik b'torah nechasav matzlich loy. His property, his possessions." Are successful. So, Kosov Batayr, how do we know this? Doesn't the Torah say, Vishmartim Zivra Abrisa Zois Vasisim Oisom, Laman Taskilu, Eis Kol Asher Tasu, and Taskilu is from success, be success, all that you do. Shoni Benavim, and then it's repeated in the Vim, the Sivu Yom Shepa Torah Hazel, the Pisa, the Gisa, the Yom Bavailo, the Mantish Malas, the Kol Kosovoy, Yos Tasliach Esther Ochefa. Again, if you learn Torah, the Chosim, your ways will become successful. Va'az Taskil, the end of the Pasuk. Mishulis v'ksuvim, and then it's repeated a third time, in ksuvim v'ksiv ki in the Torah Hashem chetzoi v'sayros ha'yeg yam v'loylo, v'hoyo ke'etz shosul al pal ge'moyim, v'shapir yitim yitim v'leil yivo, v'chol asher yase yatzliyah. Same thing, someone learns anything he does is mitzliyah. Mashu is famous Gemara. Mashu is Rabbi Zandri.
You see the Gra? The Gra doesn't like that. Look at the Gra. Sitkat
Nala. Yeah, right. I saw that.
He says Gra.
You're not going to become wealthy if you learn.
You're not going to become wealthy.
You grow them.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you say that?
Because it's true.
Right. But
mistaken. You're learning. I'm mistaken. Well.
Right, don't make that mistake. The opposite is usually true.
That's right.
Bachus Sandri, man boi chai. Who wants life? Man boi chai. Who wants life? Oh, so of course, everyone wants life. You have the elixir of life. Right, so what, everyone came to him and said, give us life. L'chaim. Amalahu, Miha Ishachav Ishaim, very spoiler alert. Miha Ishachav Ishaim, it's all the Shoin Chomeiro. You have to not speak Oshana. Shema Yarma Adam, the Tzai to the Shoin Yimiro, Smasa Midaber Mirmo. Person says, I'm great. I will hold back my mouth, my tongue from saying bad and my lips from speaking Mirmo. Let me go, Elish was Garbashina, let me go to sleep. And not just that, and Swar Meira. No, I'm learning from Merav. I say Torah. Ain't Torah the Torah Shneimer Ki Lekach Torah Nesadulchem Torosi Al Tazaybu. First, has to spend his time learning. Does Rabbi have anything to say or want to say on this, or just not really? Okay, just reading through. Hegil Os. The Mishnah said the different structures that were delineated there that you are allowed to build, except when it reaches the point of the dome, the roof. That's they would put an avodah zarah there, and at that point you have to stop aiding in the construction of these structures. I'm Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rabbi Yechon. In Bona Sharim Lutu. In the Evid, if he ends up building the roof, the dome of the structure, and he gets paid for it, the schar is mutter. His wages are mutter. Amar says, Pshita, it's Pasha. Misham Shevet Sechavim Hein. Because what is the kippah? It houses the idol. It holds the idol. And it's just there to serve the idol. Misham shevet istachavim bein Rabbi Shmuel bein Rabbi Akiva in nasun achi avdu. And the things that serve the avodah zarah don't become asur until they are actually served. What's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Rashi says, the pligi avodah istachavim atzmo me'em asai neseres v'tashmishi. Right, the Be'ema said the Saras, Vitashmish Maida De Nasun. Bishmal Rabbi Akiva argue, again, there's two scenarios here. There's the Avodah Zarah of a Goy, and then the Avodah Zarah of a Jew. By the Avodah Zarah of a Goy, Machlekes Rabbi Shmal Rabbi Akiva, they argue
when the Avodah Zarah itself becomes forbidden. We know Avodah Zarah becomes forbidden, Asur Ba'anah. The question is when. So, one man the other holds that it becomes only Asur only when it's served, actually served, and one man the other holds it's Asur even when you just create it. That's why the Avodah Zarah itself the God. But let's say you have the things that are used for the Avodah Zarah, the structures that are meant to adorn it or to hold it, the Meshamshim of the Avodah Zarah. In that case, they're only Asur once it's actually served. And that's the Gemara's question here. Now, by the Avodah Zarah, it's the opposite. But we're talking about the Avodah Zarah Goy over here. And therefore, Gemara asks, Meshamshim of the Shechavim aren't Asur until you actually serve it. So therefore, it's Pasha that maybe an Echanami is forbidden to do it, to build it, but to get wages, it's not Asur Ba'anah. So getting the Sechar for such a thing, of course, is Mutter. Pasha. So I'm Rav Yirmiyahu, and Yisroch HaLavi Yisrochavim Atzma. And Mimia says no. We're referring to the actual Avodah Yisrochavim, meaning the actual, you didn't just build the Kippur, you built the actual Avodah Zarah, and that Sechar of the Avodah Zarah itself is Mutter.
Even before they worship it?
No, well, because it's before they worship it, so it wasn't forbidden at that point, and therefore you're allowed to get the Sechar for it. This is good according to the Man Yarmu who says that, like I just mentioned, Avodah Chavim Shal Yisrael is also right away, but the Avodah Chavim, until it's actually served, it's mutter. But according to the opinion, who holds that the Avodah Zarah of a Goy is also right away, why should we be able to get star for it? You build something that's forbidden, right away it's forbidden, you're getting paid. And therefore, you should not be allowed to be nena from this car. Talking about the last, you did the last hammer, makabapatish. What does this mean? Because when you did the last strike of the hammer, when do you complete it? Right? The last hitting of the hammer is what completes it. When do you complete the Avodah Zarah? When we say it's Asur Miyad, it's when it's completed. And what completes it? The last striking of the hammer. But the last hammer, strike of the hammer, does not have a Shavah Pruta. We hold that the Schiris is Metchil Vatzev. What does this mean? It means that when the wages are paid, it's not for the complete, the Schiris, the way Rashi says. Rashi says that the Schiris is not Nikna until the whole thing is complete. So, in other words, so you're not getting, you get paid for each part. If you're kind of each, as you do each part of the labor, that's when you're owed the Schiris for that piece of labor, and that's what you're getting paid for. And therefore, the wages that you're getting are not for an Avodah Zarah, because at that point that you did the work, it wasn't complete yet. You're getting paid for the last Machash Achron when it is completed. Well, that's not a Shavah Pruta, so that's not a problem. So, yes, now if you hold Eila Sirius El Slaif, it means you're getting paid for the completed Avodah Zarah. That's what your wages are for. And at that point, it's already Asa right away. And since it's Asa right away, you're not going to be Nene from the Stout. Can I explain that well? Yes, there's Mithil Vatzayt. Yeah.
That's a lot of Torah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.